This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, beginning of this week, South African Weather Service has issued a warning, a storm warning for parts of the country, Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Free State, Northwest, and the Northern Cape were affected. But beyond the weather itself, there's a bigger conversation at play, how the extreme weather is becoming a growing risk factor, not just for homeowners, but for insurance companies as well. So Philip Schoeman is here to talk to us about this.
Good morning, Philip. I'll let you grab a seat. Sorry. Wow.
So, by the way, today he arrived at 6. I was
Philip is always here earlier than, Philip. The pressure. I can imagine if I had you as a boss, I'll cry every night.
So, Philip, this is you going overboard.
I can't top you.
I don't even like being my own boss.
So, welcome, Philip. Are you well?
Fine. Thank yourself, guys. Thanks.
Good. So, I mean, what we're talking about today, looking at it's the force of nature, you know, things have been happening inside of our control, and we are covered. We pay for insurance, our premiums are up to date, everything is up to date. But is it possible, Philip, for insurance companies to experience what some might call risk fatigue, you know, where with the issue of the rising number of weather-related claims, because it has been a couple of months, if you look at it, really.
Mm-hmm. So financially and operationally, yes. Claims spike more when these occurrences happen. Uh-huh. And now it kind of shows the insurer that their risk models and, you know, are outdated. Historical patterns don't hold up anymore. And reinsurance becomes more expensive. This is now insurance for insurance companies.
Sure.
This creates the perception of what could be called risk fatigue, but it's actually more like risk recalibration. So insurance respond by tightening underwriting, reassessing high-risk areas, and sometimes even pulling back from certain areas or certain types of cover.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, it's so like, you're saying, like, for example, what has been happening in the Vembe district, right? And the Mopani district, it's been raining crazy, roads growing. Sometimes kids can't go to school. It's crazy.
Let me use an example. Uh-huh. Let's say we're the same age, the same risk profile, everything, but you have a hobby of skydiving. The insurance companies might say, listen, you're uninsurable. You're too great of a risk. Your hobbies make you risky.
So, but it's nature. Mine
might be gardening. That's much less risky.
I mean, I get that. But this is nature. It's not like I'm going out there looking to, you know, harm myself or anything. It's nature. It's just because of what happens. Aren't insurance supposed to be built to, you know, sustain all of this somehow?
Yeah, but it's built on historical patterns.
Sure.
And if the patterns change, which is what's happening, their risk models update. And now, obviously, statistically, claims go up and it gets divided by the amount of claims put in, you know, what they need to be covered for, and they still need to ensure that they make a healthy profit.
So profit. What does this pressure then on insurance mean for, on the insurers mean for me as an average homeowner? I mean, are we likely to see higher premiums or stricter conditions? What would likely happen?
Yeah, so this is where it literally hits home.
Sure.
As claims rise, insurance companies are likely to increase premiums, mm-hmm. Stricter policy terms, higher excesses, more exclusions from insurance. Risk-based pricing. You might find now that two homes in the same city might have different premiums just because of where they're located in a specific area where there's a greater risk of flooding. And historically, they've seen more claims. So now up goes your premium.
So from a property perspective, what can homeowners do to reduce their risk and possibly avoiding costly damages?
Okay, so be proactive and think in terms of prevention and proof of your preventative measures. Photos, documentation. I've sealed my roof recently. Here's a roof certificate.
Okay.
Diversion systems that you've installed. Think in terms of sandbags, maybe, if you see great, you know, big weather coming. So these are all things that you can put in place. And if you can show the insurance company you've been proactive in terms of mitigating their risk, your premiums will be lower because you are less of a risk. You're thinking in their pockets, but you're actually thinking about your own. It's more selfish.
Sure. But so it's not enough just to say everything is up to premium, my payment's up to, target and everything.
What you'll find is as rebuilding costs rise, I mean, the cost of building a house. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have damage and half your house disappears with a flood, if the rebuilding cost is higher, and you might find that clients are now outdated in terms of their risk coverage. They might be insured for a bar, but you know the damage to the house is three bar, you know, and this obviously needs to spill over into your premium. What I can give, the advice I can give, which is a lesser known fact, is that when you take out homeowners insurance, let's say you've bought a property now, mm-hmm. the bank that supplies you with a loan, will initially give you a quote, and most people tend to just accept that insurance quote.
Yes.
I could tell you now from personal experience, it's roughly about six times the insurance cover premium will be six times more expensive than if you did it through a financial advisor. Uh-huh. If you bought insurance from an insurance company rather than the bank. I personally have seen this many times. So, for an instance, when I bought my house, the insurance premium from the bank side was like 1,500 rand, mm-hmm. and then I got a quote from my insurance company, and my quote was like 400 rand.
What?
So that's crazy. That in itself was four times.
Because sometimes you're so excited, you just want to sign and everything.
Exactly,
and so this you is. You look at it and something in your brain says, nah, but you just shush it up and then you go ahead and you sign.
You know that old adage about reading the fine print?
The fine print, yeah.
Well, Philip, it looks like next week I'm just going to give you an example of what we're going to be talking about. Someone sent us a message saying, morning team, since it's Thursday, I think it's property talk with, he just said Remax owner. His name is Philip. I have a question that I would like to ask him on, please ask him on my behalf. Are bonds an investment or social security in South Africa? So we'll tackle this next week. We'll build
into
this.
It's a very interesting topic.
All right. So we'll do this next week. I'm Rose Marashwa from Mamaule Park. Be sure to tune in because we'll make it worth listening next week. Philip, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ambrose.
Great. That's a broken owner of Remax, Philip Schumann.
Thanks.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.